Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astro Mind 2012. I'm your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome all our listeners and callers out there. And we're looking forward to another great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, yesterday I was talking a little bit about spells and how it can help people, and I was kind of playing around chanting different spells and different chants and things like that for people that can run into different situations in their lives. But tonight I want to talk a little bit about UFOs and aliens. This movie back in 1982 that they made, it's called Communion. And Communion is about a man, Christopher Walken, as everyone knows, that actor, was living in a cabin and had some paranormal activity, which was UFOs and alien abductions and experiments that he went through. And he got needle marks and different kinds of things like that. What's your thought on that, Roy?
You know, that's interesting because, you know, I've heard stories, you know, from different people, you know, and that claim they have been abducted by aliens, and they'll even, you know, describe in detail, you know, what happened to them. You know, some have even, you know, seen it in their dreams. But yet these dreams are so vivid, you know, they feel like they're right there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's interesting, you know, this all this information. Main thing is we can't doubt, you know, because, you know, whatever they're experiencing is real to them.
Right. And how does hypnosis play a part in with these alien abductions that people have been through, and how does that play a part in helping people? Because I noticed on the movie he was being hypnotized by a hypnotist, and she took him through a process of regression back to things that he saw when he did get abducted.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with them being able to get past whatever fear that they've been holding on to. Because, you know, constantly, you know, people don't know, you know, what it is that, you know, been bothering them. But under hypnosis, then they could go into more information and even to more detail as to what happened and what brought on that fear.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, hypnosis is a very powerful tool, and it can help people get past their fears.
And how could it help people with this time of great need of healing with what's happening on and what happened in Connecticut with the shootings and everything?
You know, this is going to be interesting because I'm looking at an email that was sent to me by a lady that has her own radio show in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that a lot of people are being impacted, you know, by this shooting, you know, with these children. And a lot of it has to do with being able to heal our inner child.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's happened, it's created a lot of imbalance, you know, in our lives. So we have to learn how to forgive, you know, and to nourish our inner child.
Right.
And what are you getting from that, Adrian?
Well, we know where the inner child comes from, and we know that it's all connected to the right brain in some forms. about feeding our inner child, which means getting in touch with the right brain. As we get in touch with the right brain, we are linked inside of the inner child, which, you know, the inner child goes further back to that regression that I was talking about, like this, like when he was abducted, when she hypnotized him, he saw himself when he was a child. So I'm getting that a lot of it's what we've experienced in the past, which we don't know or what we don't understand, and unlocking those barriers.
And that's interesting because, you know, we're all part of the same consciousness. So whatever these parents or family or friends are experiencing, you know, we've experienced also. That's why when we listen to, you know, a lot of this news and media and stuff, it affects us also.
Uh-huh.
And like you say, I think a lot of it has to do with our past lives and our connection, you know, with our inner child. And a lot of it has to learn, it's about healing and learning forgiveness, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's all part of the Christ consciousness and unconditional love, you know, and that's where, you know, we're all headed.
Uh-huh.
You know, because, you know, this person that did this, he wasn't, you know, in his right mind.
Right.
You know, and whatever reason he did that, you know, he, in a lot of ways, he was calling out for help.
Right.
And, you know, and his family couldn't see it. So,
right.
You know, what, you know, we have to do as a society is to get these people the help that they need. Or even, you know, even if they saw a hypnotherapist, you know, to unlock, you know, whatever they might be holding on to in their, you know, their conscious mind, you know, from a very young age.
Right.
And what's your feeling
you
on that?
Do you feel that a lot of even celebrities are starting to be affected by this spiritual shift that we're going through?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're all human, you know, beings. You know, we're all having a spiritual, you know, experience. So, yeah, it don't matter who you are or what position that you hold or anything, you know. Your job is not who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all spirits having a, you know, a human, you know, experience, you know, with the body, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So did you want to explain a little bit about that movie, not to change the subject, but you want to explain a little bit about that movie that you showed me, the that Indian movie, White Man Horse?
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. This with Marlon Brando, he this goes way back in the early, you know, 70s. And he filmed a movie called A Man Called Horse. And what it is he was captured by the Indians. He was tortured and learned, you know, a lot of their ways. And then he started learning more about how they lived, and he started to look at them in a different way, of a more, you know, spiritual way. And he ended up marrying one of their, the chief's daughters, and he even helped fight, you know, against other tribes. And you know, what's interesting, they didn't do a lot of talking, but you could almost pick up on, you know, what they were thinking, you know, what they were saying, because a lot of it was being talked in their native language. So you, you know, remember I told you that why is it that, you know, we can make that connection through, you know, mental telepathy, you know, even though you're not communicating verbally.
Now, this session that he went through, this Sundance, do you want to explain a little bit about that?
Say that again.
Did you want to explain a little bit about this Sundance that he went through?
Oh, yeah. Well, in the movie, it tells about an order for a lot of the young Braves to show their, it's like a ritual that they had to go through. You know, they had to prove themselves as a warrior. And in order to do this, you know, they would have to make different sacrifices. And one of the sacrifices that he had to do was they put like bones, you know, from buffalo bones through his. You know, they would pierce it right into his chest, and then they would hang him from a rope, you know, that was made out of leather, and they would lift him up in the air, and he would have to stay there for so many hours. And this is part of the sun dance ritual.
Uh-huh.
And
well, it looks like we got two callers.
We have two callers?
Yeah, should
go ahead
with him
now.
Okay, let's start with the 267 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Crystal from Philadelphia.
And we want to welcome you to our show tonight. And have you, you know, we're getting closer to December the 21st, 2012. And could you share with us your feelings on that?
I think it's just going to be like a higher energy level with people, or their spirituality and their sides are going to be opening up more. And more of actually a positive than a negative, kind of weed out more of the negative and the unaccepting. That's truly what I feel will be occurring.
So do you feel it's going to bring people's, you know, becoming a little bit closer, you know, and show a little bit more, you know, love and compassion, you know, for others?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, you know, these are all, you know, positive things, and, you know, and that's where our focus should be. You know, we, you know, I was telling my son, Adrian, that, you know, a lot of what happened in Connecticut, you know, people shouldn't look so much as to what happened, but, you know, we can send out, you know, our prayers and our love for the families, you know, for their losses. But we have to change our way of thinking as a society and be more, compassionate for others, you know,
uh-huh.
and more caring, you know. And how can we help you tonight with the reading?
I kind of see where you see things going for me, either in a financial way or a relationship type of way for 2013. I've been seeing somebody for quite some time, and we did break up, but we've kind of started talking again, so I'm wondering if that's going to be something in 2013 that will be more on a positive flow now in a committed type way.
Adrian, what are you getting for her?
For 2013?
Yes. And at the present moment as well.
What kind of career are you in? I mean, what is your goal for
2013? I'm actually unemployed right now. I just got laid off.
Sorry?
I actually just got laid off.
Oh, you got laid off.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just want to know what's coming for you.
Yeah, and as far as the relationship that we were together, we broke up, and now we're kind of reconciling, but it's not committed. So I'm wondering if that's something that will, you know, move forward into 2013 together, and what his intentions are.
Are you with somebody now, or?
No, we had just broke up, but we're recently, like, start talking again and trying to make things.
And where are you from?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. And I feel like you want to know if you're going to get back with this person, or do you want to know if I see someone else?
Well, I want to know if there's somebody else, but how can you see things coming with us? Because I want to, you know, I do love him, but, I mean, I wonder what his intentions are, how his feelings are.
And how long has it been since you talked to him?
Today.
Today? Okay. Yeah, I do feel some strong feelings in between the both of you, but I do feel some distance. And it has a lot to do with communication and money. I think if you guys, you know, I know that you have been focusing on love and money, but try to focus more on love than the money, because you want to attract the love and not the money part. The money part will come later. But if you focus on the love bond between you two will grow stronger as the years go by, or as the year goes by. And I feel like once you build that love, it'll just connect you both a lot stronger. But I feel like right now there's a lot of financial stress that's in the play in that situation.
More so on his end, probably.
I'm sorry.
More so financially stressed from his end. He's financially stressed more than I am at this point. But there's an ex-girlfriend that just never seems to go away.
Well, so yeah, that's the problem right there, is financial stress and then other people too much involved. I think once you get that resolved, then your connection will be a lot stronger. But I feel like there's some kind of obstacle or wall that's blocking that flow from happening. So that needs
to heal.
That's
the problem. Try getting her. That's the problem, is getting past that, because it seems to always resurface.
Yeah. So what do you pick up, Roy?
You know, I'm getting that this relationship that you have with him, have you talked to him about, you know, coming to some kind of understanding, you know?
Yeah, I talk to him all the time. It's just he's very hard to talk to. Like, he doesn't.
I'm getting that you're not communicating very well on a lot of things, important issues.
Well, that's maybe that's from him, because, like, I do try to even talk about the issues. They kind of sweep them under the carpet.
Yeah, actually, I'm seeing a new romance that's coming your way in 2013. Yeah.
That's
the main thing is whatever didn't work in the past is not going to be working for you in 2013 also.
That's kind of why I was picking up somebody from out of state.
Yeah.
That she was going to meet.
Main thing is, have you been thinking negative on a lot of things, you know, whether it be the relationship or finding a new job?
No, actually, I've been pretty positive.
So where's your mind? Is it on your job or on the relationship?
I guess it does stem towards the relationship a lot recently, just because I get, you know, I try to communicating with him and talking to him, and the back and forth we do, I get so confused as to, like, what he wants and why we can't have the conversation about it instead of just trying to make everything okay without discussing natural issues.
Because I'm getting that, you know, that's where you're lacking communication. You have to come to some kind of understanding, you know, where you're both going to go, you know, in the future. And the main thing is it's not coming together for the both of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's like his ex-girlfriend.
So what my guides are telling me that you need to focus more on where your goals are at and start focusing on where you want to be in the future. Have you been thinking at all about if it's, I mean, I don't know what the job situation is there where you're at now, but have you been thinking about doing any relocating or traveling?
No. I can't.
Because I'm seeing some traveling in your future.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have family or friends in another state?
No.
So all your close family or friends are right there where you're at now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the kind of work that you do, and it could even be, you know, something that, you know, is coming your way that you, will require you to travel. What are you putting out, resumes?
And I'm also thinking about possibly going back to school, but I'm a single mom, so.
Because I'm seeing some schooling also.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you seeing, Edja?
That could be very well true, because I was picking up on her meeting someone from out of state, so therefore this
mm-hmm.
could be something that could indicate where she'll meet this person. You know, they're
mm-hmm.
probably in the schooling situation.
Do you have a description of him at all? Are you picking up anything like that?
Roy, did you pull a card on that to find out what he looked like?
Oh, this new person?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Actually, I'm not showing right now. If you were to find this other person, you know, this, what would this person be like? I mean, what kind of person are you looking for?
I'm thinking a person.
You picking up what? I'm sorry.
I was picking up, he looks like a blonde person.
So he's a blonde male?
Yeah, that's why I asked you what you saw in the cards. If you didn't see anything, it's the vision that I'm receiving.
Oh, okay.
I'm seeing a blonde person.
Okay.
Is this somebody that you might know right now?
No. Mm-hmm.
So this could be somebody, you know, after you start your schooling that you could even meet. Usually when we start seeing things, it's something that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you haven't met this person already.
Now, you
if you were to go back to school, what kind of studies would you be doing?
I don't know. I was thinking like maybe I like the idea of an occupational therapist, but I'm 29 and a single mom, so you know, I mean, that all plays into it. School's, you know, difficult. So I was thinking about just doing beauty school for the time being to kind of like, I mean, you know, it's something I enjoy to do. Therefore, I can always fall back on that and then figure out what I'm going to do from there. Because that's something that's short term to see how it works out for me, and it's just not something else I'd be under my belt.
And what are you getting from that, Ada?
About the schooling, I think it's, I'd say, you know, go and do what makes you happy. That will support your kids and somebody that you can be with that's compatible. Sounds like this person's not really being beneficial in your life right now because of the problems that this person's having. So, you know, you want something that's going to benefit you, like Roy says, you know.
Right.
Well, not only that, but you want to do something that you enjoy doing also.
Mm-hmm.
Something you enjoy
mm-hmm.
also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
but the biggest thing is people that are going to support you in your desires.
Right.
Because there's a lot of even older people that get married and they don't support their husbands or wives, so they end up getting
mm-hmm.
a divorce in the future.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no support.
Well, right.
One person.
But what is
can get
her
doctor.
Obsession with me? For like his ex. What is her obsession with me?
I'm sorry.
His ex-girlfriend's like obsession with me. She's always like calling me, trying to talk to me. At some points, it's like she wants to be like friends. It's just very odd. Her name's Ashley, by the way, and his name's Jerome.
I'm getting that she wants to tell you something about him. Is there something that you don't know about him?
Well, I've talked to him, you know, a few times, and that's always something. But I mean, there's nothing else I don't know.
Is he abusive?
No, he's abusive. He's very, I guess how you would say, definitely not abusive, like, doesn't hurt or anything, but,
I'm getting that, that he's a taskmaster. In other words, he likes things a certain way.
Yeah,
and
he's a Virgo.
Oh, okay. That answers all of it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, explain to her a little bit about the Virgos.
Well, Virgos are very analytical, very judgmental, stubborn, selfish, pig-headed. And, you know, it's all about them. It's not about anybody else. They always have to be right. And they're just, you know, they're pushy and... Let's just put it this way. They're more aggressive sign in the air sign than they are in any air sign. And I think they're more stubborn, just to be honest with you, it's more stubborn than a Scorpio. But that's just me, you know, because I'm Gemini. I get along with Scorpios. I just don't get along with Virgos because they're just, you know, they're stubborn. That's the bottom line.
And what sign are you?
I'm a Cancer, so I mean, I do something with Virgos. I do attract a lot of Virgos. But she's the Aries. His ex-girlfriend's the Aries.
And Aries, I mean, Aries always wants war. So,
it's not even so much she wants him, though. It's like she just, it's almost like a, I don't know, like a, I don't know. It's not like she wants him. Wants him.
But you know, every sign has its downfall. Even Geminis can be two-faced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can say one thing and do another, and sometimes
mm-hmm.
I don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, Geminis have to be very balanced at Libras. They always have to be in a relationship and be balanced, or have a friendship, or things like that to have balance in their life. And that's where the depression comes in, you know,
well,
for a lot of Gemini.
Yeah, I'm not a Gemini, I'm a Cancer. And
well, Cancers are very easygoing, laid back, can be crabby at times.
Mm-hmm.
They can get very over-emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you like people who are more laid back, people that can understand you on your level. Of understanding, you know, emotional and affectionate. So, you know, if you can't have any of that in a relationship, it won't work. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't like to cuddle. A lot of people don't like to hug. A lot of people don't like to shake. A lot of people don't just like to have a conversation, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
the thing is,
if
my Venus is in Virgo.
What's that?
My Venus is in Virgo.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got a little bit of the analytical side. You like to analyze things,
mm-hmm.
try to figure things out, you know, question a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's in your Venus, you know, it's not as bad as if you were, you know, as a Cancer in your house, because it's bad. You just have
right.
the traits of a Virgo. That's all
mm-hmm.
you have.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get along with Virgos.
Yeah, I think I attract them.
You attract them. They're more dangerous when it comes to you being Cancer and them being Virgo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the
yeah.
problem.
Absolutely.
You need to be with somebody like a Sagittarius, or somebody like a Capricorn or an Earth sign or something to help you stay grounded, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You need more balance. Or Libra. Libra is a good sign for you. And Gemini.
Yeah, it's remembering that. I'm Libra.
Or Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
Pisces are very laid-back people.
Yeah, they are. My best friends are that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why they're best friends.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I agree with Roy. I think you need to be with people who will support you in your desires, you know, going to school, being a mother, taking care of your kid. You know, just people who will be there for you to help you.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a two-way street. It's not always a one-way.
Right.
Have you ever heard of any candle magic?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My guides are telling me that you need to burn a candle. And what candle would she need, Agent?
Well, it sounds like she's been under attack.
Yeah.
Or energy attack. So she needs, you need more of a black candle to wear off all the negativity, and a white one that'll purify you. Or you can either get a reversal, which is a black and a red candle, and just write down all these people that you feel like you've been under attack, and just send that energy back to them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting
so
also, you're attracting a lot of Virgos, and you're attracting the wrong energy for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to start attracting, you know, more of the kind of energy that, you know, would bring you a lot more happiness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
More support.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because all these other people are just too negative for you.
Yeah.
Mhm.
And that's why
that's why
people that go through relationships, they keep going through the same patterns. They keep attracting the same kind of people.
Mhm.
My friend Sarah does the same thing.
Yeah.
She talks to me all the time about this guy named Justin, and he wreaks havoc on her like no other.
Yeah.
And I keep telling her, she's a beautiful girl. She has a lot going for her. And she can find any guy she wanted. But she always seems to keep attracting the same line of people.
Yeah.
I don't care about her.
He's a Leo.
So you got to look at it that way. You got to look at your qualities, and not just your qualities, but like Roy says, you have to have high standards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Set your standards high.
See, the whole thing is like energy attracts like energy. So if you want a little higher vibration, you know, more positive people, then you need to lift your standards a little, not so high that they can't meet your standard, but a little bit higher in vibration.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is. It's very hard for me to ever get close to somebody, but then once but once I am, it's hard to detach that.
But I think your first step would be, like, you know, Adrian mentioned about, you know, these candles. Start meditating, start listening to, you know, positive music or, you know, higher vibrational music. Listen to, you know, different speakers like Dr. Wayne Dyer. These people help lift, you know, your vibration, so that you can start attracting the right people into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is, you see a lot of people, meeting people online, you know, traveling to other countries or other states. To me, I think that's, you know, blind dates never work out. I think, to me, that's kind of foolish to do something like that. That's just me. Because you don't know,
you know,
people's history.
What's interesting, you know, a lot of people want to hurry and get into a relationship. Everything comes in divine timing. The universe already knows the kind of person that's special for you. You just have to be patient and wait, you know, for that special person to come. You know, you can meet this person just about anywhere. You could be walking around the corner and bump into this person.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to spend all that money to travel just to go see somebody.
Right. Yeah.
When you can meet somebody down your road or down your street or at a bar or at a club.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that complicated.
No.
Right.
We're the ones who make things complicated. And a lot of that has to do with our way of thinking.
Shouldn't have to spend that much money, yeah.
No. You know, you've heard the song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where a lot of people, you know, try to find love.
Mm-hmm.
Where love, you know, comes to you naturally.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go looking for it. It comes looking for you.
Right.
When the time's right.
When that time is right.
Right.
Right now is, you know, keep your mind busy. Focus on your goals. Focus on your children. You know, focus on the things that, you know, are going to bring you health and wealth and happiness in your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Then that's when love will come your way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you so much, guys.
You are so welcome. And again, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you.
To you and your kids.
Yeah. Thank you.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.